Amen. I'm trusting Jesus to help me again this afternoon. You know, I'm just praying that he will make me to be faithful. He will make me a faithful minister. You know, that I will do that which is in his heart. You know, and he will help me. And I know you are praying for me. You are praying for me. Praise God. Lord Jesus, I'm still here. Help me. Help me, Lord, by your Spirit. Give me breath. Breathe into my heart. Inject your thought into my heart. Lord Jesus, I leave my familiar terrain of light, even that which I know that you have taught me. I'm praying you will just inject your thought into my heart. Lord, bless us again. Bless all the saints in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, can we appreciate all the brethren who are streaming in our online audience? We greet you. We love you so much. God bless you in Jesus' name. I also want to greet, I believe, our daddy and mommy, Oyegoke, should be on their way by now, as you believe, and we are expecting them to come, and we receive them safely in Jesus' name. I may be anticipating their coming around. I believe that, I'm not sure, but I shall know that somebody will minister this night. So I cannot tell. Is that it that has the blueprint? But me, I can just give word from knowledge. Not word of knowledge. Word from knowledge. There may be mommy that is ministering tonight. That's word from knowledge. Not word of knowledge. Praise God. Okay, so like I have prayed, I just want us to open our Bible, please, to...
Thank you, Lord Jesus. See the Spirit. For lo, there is a sign in you. There is a sign in you for this meeting. There is a sign in you. I put a sign in you. I put a sign in you. I put a sign in you. It's two-sided. It's two-sided. It's two-sided. It's two-sided. Oh, you have been faithful. You have been faithful with the delivery of the sign, showing forth of the sign. Bring forth that which is the second part of the sign, even for this meeting, I have given it to you. It's in you. For a generation. For this meeting. Oh, we have anointed you. And placed in you a sign, signifying that we shall be hereafter. Even in my church, and even in the world, Bring forth. Even the doctrine that will equip my people that will raise this army, that will strengthen this army, that will further equip them, that will further equip them, that will further equip them for the warfare ahead of them, for the warfare that they are into, even right now, even right now, even right now. We have put a sign in you. Oh, let this sign be made manifest, even to the fullest, see the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
See the Spirit, I've sent my ministering angel to minister with you, to minister with you, to minister with you, to minister with you. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. For this sign to be made manifest, I've sent an angel even to stand with you, to minister with you, to minister with you, to minister with you. Align with his angel. Align with his angel. Align with his angel. And bring forth blessing. And bring forth blessing even to my people. Even to my people. Even to my people. Even to my people. Align with his angel. Align with his angel. I sent this angel to you. I sent him to help you. I sent him to help you. I sent him to help you. To minister with you. To minister with you. To show forth the sign. To show forth the manner. To show forth the sign. To show forth the manner. To show forth the sign. The sign. The sign that I've put inside of you, it will help you to display it. It will help you to bring it forth. It will help you to make it manifest. To make it manifest. To make it manifest. To make it manifest. Because we want to do a work. Even now. Even now. There is a work we want to do. We want to accomplish a work. We want to accomplish a work. Even in the heart of the people. In the heart of my people. We want to accomplish it. And you will need help. You will need help. So we have sent help to you. We have sent help to you. Minister. In the help that we have given to you. Minister, even with this help that we have ministered unto you, that we have given unto you, we have released him to you, even this ministering spirit, even this ministering spirit, to help you, to help you, to help you. Bring forth the sign. Bring it forth. Bring it forth. Fear the Spirit.
Amen. Lord, I receive all the help you have sent. I align myself. I align myself. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 17. When the tongue was coming, my heart went there. Though it's been in my heart, but you know, I always try to wait for signal in the spirit to be sure that I am not teaching what I know, but I'm not permitted to teach. You know, so I just wanted to, but the tongue is an interjection of affirmation. Just like yesterday, you know, I don't know, not that I don't have confidence, but I don't want to be overconfident in going God's presence. Yesterday, I was nearly moved in myself to go to doctrine, you know, as in leave the manner of the teaching yesterday, because I felt, it may be strange, but it's a visitation that came. And I perceive I will have disobeyed the Lord. You know, but I wanted confirmation. So the tongue yesterday helped me to stay on track. Praise God. It's just, there is an help. I just want to please the Lord, but I want to be sure I'm aligned too. You know, and thank God for the tongue again today. The Lord loves me, and I appreciate him a lot. Praise God. The Lord loves everyone, no. I mean, he knows our, you know, some people are very strong. Maybe I'm weak. He needs to make me strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let's see, please. Let us see. Are we ready, please?
Yes, sir.
Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 17. I want us to see verse 1. I'm mindful of time and within the time range that I have. But I just want to beg of us that we should please give some attention. I know we have always done. If possible, too, we may jot if we can do, because something is in my heart. Hope I'm free.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great war that sitteth upon many waters. The first thing we need to note is that this war is a great war. Then he is sitting upon, you see the word, many waters. Everybody say many waters.
Many waters.
I can't hear us very well. Can we shout it?
Many waters.
He's sitting upon many waters. So let me just be doing the twin job. Let's see. We'll come back to verse 2, but I just want us to... Okay, let's see verse 2, then we'll go to... With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of fornication. Hallelujah. So let's see, please, these many waters. I want us to see verse 15 of the same chapter. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sowest, where the war seated, are peoples. You can see that. So when they say the great war sat upon many waters, to a natural mind, natural pictorial mind, is that you see maybe a woman who is sitting upon waters. Am I not right? But the prophetic interpretation of the waters is that she is sitting upon peoples, upon what again? Multitudes. Upon what again? Nations. Upon what again? Tongues. You see, this is where... So this woman is a major influence over humanity. Is a major influence upon humanity. She's sitting upon peoples of different races. Then, you see the word multitude, not just few, multitude. Then, upon nations and upon tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where this woman is sitting. So it means these classes of men are under. She is sitting upon them. So it means mankind were under. I don't know if you see that picture. Mankind were under this woman. Then the second is that the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk. There's something about this woman. It means that nobody, you can't be relevant outside the approval. You can't. You see the word kings of the earth. So this is the one that chooses kings. Then when you say inhabitants of the earth are made drunk, what that means is that, you see, everybody have to be aligned with this woman to be relevant. Without alignment with this woman, you can't be relevant. I don't know if you are seeing what I'm trying to say. So relevance, approval to be something. Approval to be something comes from this woman. So you cannot be a king if you don't have... You see the word commit fornication. Fornication means that there's a covenant. Are we seeing something, please? That's, you know, they use the word fornication to show that it is an illegal way of knowing. Illegal way of knowing. So it means kings must know her. There must be a knowing. When I say knowing, I'm not talking about I see you. There must be path. There must be covenant. And what they use to make covenants is souls. So it means kings of the earth will trade their soul. She is a trader. She is a merchant. Who know how to give things in exchange for soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can I go home, please?
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't want any believer, Christian, to think, well, it's possible to be born again and have influence of this woman. It's possible. Very, very possible. Thank you, sir. It's possible to be born again. So when we say, you know, the only person that can be free from this woman is he who has learned Christ. Who has learned, can we say learned Christ?
Yeah.
You know, God, with time, by the grace of God, the time I have, I believe that there will be a prophetic interpretation of this woman, because this woman is a major, I wouldn't lie to us. You know, every man is born. Every man is naturally born to have a part with this woman.
Yeah.
Every man is naturally born to have a part with this woman. This woman is a trainer of all men.
Yeah.
Trainer of everyone that is born. As a matter of fact, our natural parents, because of the conversation that has been handed over to them by forefathers, our natural parents, they are great partners with this woman.
Yeah.
They plan our lives under the supervision of this woman.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The visions of our natural parents, when we are born, they are, as they start planning every stage, our next 20 years, our next 30 years, our next 40 years, what this my son or this my daughter will look like is actually inspiration from this woman. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, because the whole Bible says the inhabitants of the earth have been made, is the word drunk? Drunk. Drunk means that she is an inspiration, she's a breath that gives every man an alignment and pattern of life. Praise God. Can we say amen?
Amen?
You know what? Why the Lord is shedding light in this manner is because of the manner of the armies is raising. Can I continue? Can we say hey? Are you with me, please? Let's see verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 arms. You can see again that the woman is not alone. The woman is sitting. You cannot, I don't know, maybe, you know, prophetic thing. She is sitting upon waters. Now, she is sitting upon scarlet colored beasts. Hallelujah. So, firstly, she is a frontier. She's a frontier to another deadly spirit. She's a foreigner to another spirit. Praise God. She's a spirit. This woman is not, nobody should be thinking about maybe one woman somewhere is a spirit. Hallelujah. Is a spirit. Let's just see. Bible, I believe this woman is what the Bible refers to as the spirit of this world. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that we have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's say amen.
Amen.
If there's anything I'm missing out, I thank God that our fathers are around. They will put us through. But that's the way I have the entrance. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's see that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You know, now we have received not the spirit of the world. So there is spirit of the world. You see the word spirit of the world. The world has a spirit. The world is not ordinary. The world is also a spirit. Then there is a spirit of spirit. I don't know, maybe you have seen what I'm trying to say. So we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. So there's a spirit of the world. Spirit of the world. Sir, what makes the world to have very strong hold upon mankind is the spirit that is working in the world. Hope you are getting me, please.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the woman is sitting upon a beast. Let us go down. There's still a few things I want to say. I'm going somewhere, you know, in the spirit. I just want us to... I hope you are still following me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let us see again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. So you can now see again. This woman is sitting upon waters, sitting upon the beast, but she's drunk. I don't know if you can see something. She's drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. So it means this woman is behind all the killings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means that there's one thing about this woman. If she can't sit on you, then she will be after you. If she cannot sit on you, she will be after you. If she can't befriend you, or you can't befriend her, then she will be after you. If she brings her offerings and you don't accept it, she will be after you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's see something, please. Let's see chapter 18. I will just be going slowly, but you know, I won't take advantage of time wherever the Lord make me to stop. I believe he will have passed across the message. Amen.
Amen.
So let us see verse 17. But I'm going to verse 20. I just want to read 17. Revelation 18, 17. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught, and every chief master and all the company of in ships and sailors and as many that trade by seas to afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their head and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein we were made rich. All that had ships in the sea, by sea of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. It means that this woman has made so many rich. This woman has made many famous. This woman has made many a star or stars. That when she was judged, they were willing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, please?
Yes,
they were willing. Willing everywhere. Willing. Then look at verse 20. Is very. I'm actually going to 20. Let's see verse 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophet, for God has avenged you on her. Why should apostles and prophets rejoice over her? It means that this woman is the one that is against every apostolic. Please, they didn't say rejoice, apostle, and prophet. Rejoice only apostles and prophets. So it's possible that a man can have an apostolic ministry influenced by this woman. No. You know, when we read scriptures, we should be asking. It's not that we are questioning God. It's just inquiry. Why did he say rejoice ye apostle and prophet? Why did he say rejoice ye only? Only apostles and prophets. It's clear that this woman, even if you are genuinely called as an apostle and prophet, she knows how to mingle, she knows how to package you. Package your ministry, hijack it to service our own purpose. So they have to say, rejoice ye only. Every only apostle and prophet can never be part with this woman. They are separate from this woman. What they do is against what this woman is looking for. The men and women they raise, they cannot have a part with this woman. Let me give you an instance. Please, if you are still following me, that's the way it came to me today. Can I continue, please? Let's see, please. You know what Paul said in Galatians chapter 6? Galatians chapter 6, I see maybe verse 19. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of Christ. Can we see it? I think it's Galatians chapter 6.
Okay.
Galatians chapter 6. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of Christ. God forbid. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I unto the world. You can see that. So that is the work of only prophet and apostle. Every only prophet and apostle. Not just, you can be an apostle and don't push much emphasis on the cross of Christ. And I will say this, you know, in the continuity of the thought that, you know, Yesterday I was talking about the responsibility for a soul, you know, in this company. When I say this company, the Lord Jesus Christ is raising a formidable army. You know, I began to see more that everyone who is hearing this message now and is agreeing with it is a seed. You are a seed representing many destinies. In fact, your natural family may be fighting you now. You are a seed they have sown. You are a seed your natural family has sown. You know, all of us, we may not be born again in Sanctuary Life Embassy. We might be in different, you know, churches before. And now God has moved us to this life. You are still a seed sown by that church. Even though the church may be persecuting you, but you are a seed they have sown. That you must strive for the sake of destinies attached to you. That will be, you know, they will be accounted to you in future.
Yes, sir.
When the final warfare is being fought, there's no way you won't save your natural household. I don't know if you are following what I'm trying to say. Our parents will still come to this life very well.
Yeah.
So we are, hope you are getting what I'm saying. So now, there is possibility that this message may not sit down so well in our soul because of other messages that are not fully in alignment. It can even be from apostles. So let me give an instance. You know, God's servant, our daddy, is not using any title as apostle. You see, Olavode. When Pastor Mika was saying, "Sir, you are an apostle," there's a way he even said it. I mean, remember, he didn't say, "You are an apostle." He said, "Sir, you are an apostle." Like, in his way of meekness and humility, you know, nobody, God's servant, our father, Reverend Kayodegoke, doesn't say apostle Oyegoke. You know, so sometimes God, they don't use that title. Doesn't mean they are not in the office. Am I okay? Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen?
But somebody can be using the title. And they may be in the office, but I'm saying, so sometimes there may be tendency in our hearts to feel that this too is an apostle. And what such apostle may say may be in serious contradiction to what you are hearing. You may, if you listen to such messages over and over, your heart will start despising this message. There's no way you can manage the two. You can never manage the two. You can never. I'm telling you, don't try it. You can never manage the two. You can't manage the two. You can't. When you hear this one, and you hear this one, your heart will choose what it's looking for. Hallelujah. I don't know, maybe you are following. Are you with me? Only apostle and prophet, they are they who they teach us how to know the working of the cross of Christ for our crucifixion to the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you know that one of the things this woman, sir, you see, when you are coming up through the ministry of this woman, because the woman has a cup. The cup is a ministry that people drink from. I don't know, you know the way we are drinking cup, Holy Communion. She has her Holy Communion too, that she's offering. When Bible says men are drunk, you see, this woman, she can paint a picture, but the peak of her offering is to offer to men 7 mountains. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord will help me today.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 17, verse 9. I will just say this, then I'll go down to something more, a bit. Revelation 17, 9. And here is the mind, which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains, on which the woman seated. I know that, you know, in the practical application, there are many things to this that it's not in my jurisdiction to teach about. You know, as per, you know, certain natural place on the earth that has this manifestation. Praise God. But I'm looking at the spiritual aspect of it. So this woman, this, you see, seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman seated. Seven heads are seven mountains. You know, some people wonder, but she sat upon many waters. She sat upon the scarlet beast. Now she's sitting upon seven mountains. They are painting picture. What the woman uses to feed the inhabitants under her are promises of the seven mountains. Please, I've not said anything now, and I know you're already thinking. Don't think too far. But I know that one of the major frontiers, Pastor Tayo, sir, because I know that this area is your axis. It's like, I'm doing your job. Pastor Tayo is the hater of this present world.
Yes,
it's so clear any day. So you can do this thing better than me, but just be happy. Amen. Amen. One of the major frontiers of the kingdom message presently that the church knows. I'm talking about message of the kingdom. Gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of the seven mountains. Has been taken over the seven mountains. That's it. You know, nobody really do we see, like if somebody, I've seen someone who came, you know, to our environment, local church, who has already pictures of, maybe he has even seen prophecy of which of the seven mountains is supposed to take over. No, and then when he came, second time, he was offended. I thank God that I was just thinking about, you know, inheriting the incorruptible. But that was, it's like, this is not my church. But they go say, the Lord was preaching, that is your church. Until he settled down and they began to receive light. What the church knows so far about the kingdom. Please, I'm not here to castigate the church. I say what is popular in the church about the kingdom is mainly attached to these seven mountains. People call it seven mountains of influence. And people get words. People get encounter. I have raised you, my son, to be an influence in politics. I have raised you, my son, to be an influence in education. Now, the Lord is not against our engagement with those things. But that is not how the kingdom will come.
Yes,
hallelujah. Can I go on, please?
Yes,
so, this man can paint hope for the flesh. So, let's see. I will come back here. Can I continue, please? You know, I'm going slowly. Are you with me, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Let's see verse. You know, my stomach may be scattered. It's the way it is coming. But amen. Can we quickly go? Let's see verse 10. Verse 10. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, it must continue in a short space. And the beast that was and is not, I was talking about this, but let me leave it. Is the hate. I trust maybe that way. Okay, we do that. Is the hate and goeth into perdition. And the 10 horns, which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. Now, verse 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. 14. This shall make war with the lamb. And what will happen? And the lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Now, that's not it all. Look at what happened. And they that are with him are called. What again? And chosen. And what again? And faithful. Now, you see, all these are, you see, they are the major enemies of the lamb. And they are our major enemies. I love the word, they will have one mind. I don't know who was teaching us the Bible about one-mindedness. Maybe it's Pastor Tayo.
Yes,
you see, we cannot defeat. You see, this is a formidable army. And they have something in common. It's called one mind. The armies of the living God will not be able to confront and defeat this army without one mind. One mind is key, because they will have one mind. In fact, they had one mind to the end, and they gave all their power to the beast. It's like everything they got. I don't know, maybe we are seeing something. Oh, Lord Jesus, open our eyes. I open my eyes too. And we see something. So, you know, it's like, let me put it this way. I am called. And by the grace of God, I have an assignment from Jesus Christ. Can I, in the bid of fulfilling that assignment, bring my assignment under Reverend Busi's assignment? You say that our assignment is not scattered. I'm still fulfilling my assignment, but he has a greater assignment than mine. I don't know. Maybe you are getting me. I'm just using an illustration. He has a greater assignment, because if you look at it now, God's servant, Rebecca, has a greater assignment than me. But it doesn't mean Jesus Christ has not called me too. Man, no, Jesus Christ called me, but Jesus Christ called him. But he has a larger assignment than mine. Can my assignment be under his assignment? It's not you that he's at the front. I'm serving under him and we are doing the same thing. If we don't do like that, we can't defeat this army. They are very strong. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, says the Spirit, Halimuna Bude, Sefredina, I in my Father, my Father in me, we are one, we are one, we are one, we are one, and I always prayed, make them one, oh, as we are one, for one is the victory, one is where the mystery of the victory lies, one is the wisdom of the victory, one is how the victory is accomplished. Yea, your adversary seeks to make you not one. He knows the power of one. He knows the effect of one. For two, says he, shall be made one, shall become one, shall become one. The energy of one is strong in the spirit. Is a force that cannot be ignored. Is a force that cannot be neglected. Am I not the one that have given graces differing from one another? Am I not the one that have granted grace and told everyone, minister by the proportion of faith that you have got? Mm-hmm. Yet I am also the one that says it is one faith, it is one Lord, it is one, it is one, it is one, it is one, and you must be subsumed into one. You must understand the power of one. Sight must be one if it will be powerful. You must see one thing, you must do one thing, you must accomplish one task. The goal must be one. Yea, the energy must be fused into one. That is where the victory is. That is the victory. That is the victory. Israel, the Lord your God is one God. The Lord your God is one God. I have said it all over. I have said it all over. The heavens have been made to resonate with one. To resonate with one. One that sat on the throne. And you must be aligned. You must come into alignment. You must come into alignment. That is how your energy, that is how your force is not dissipated. That is how you are made strong to conquer the adversary. That is how you are made strong to conquer the wicked one. Do not stay with the grace given to you. Do not stay with the commission given to you. It is meant to achieve one thing. It is meant to achieve one thing. Come together. Come together. Arrive at the unity of faith. Arrive at the unity of faith. Accomplish one task. See one thing. Fulfill one agenda. That is where the victory lies. That is the wisdom and the mystery of the victory.
Hallelujah. Can we say amen, amen? We are seeing something. You know that is the manner of our progression. But hallelujah. So this woman, you see, the waters, they are the rays that have their dominion in the flesh. Their constitution in the flesh. Praise God. The peoples, the multitudes, and nations and tongues are all humanity who have their dominion. When I say dominion, their framing is in the flesh.
Yeah.
Is in the flesh. This woman is a keeper, making sure that fleshly life a service consistently and continuously. So it is possible to be born a flesh and die a flesh, and also be satisfied as flesh. When it's satisfied as flesh, you know, a flesh can become a professor. Am I talking, please? You see, all those degrees, award, all those things, they are what keep flesh perpetually flesh. Flesh must have activities running. I'm not saying to be a prof is a sin. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. But it's the glory that is shared by this woman. Now, please listen to me. A man can be a prof. It doesn't mean that he is something in the spirit. He can be such. I've seen professors who go to herbalist house. Maybe I'm listening to that. I mean, professors that speak high English, that go to herbalists who cannot speak English. So it means a demon can deal with a professor. A demon. Everyone say a demon. You know, a prof that has high level English. So it means demons don't respect English. They can undo you very well. So they have to run to an Abba that cannot speak anything. That cannot speak English. And a professor will see off his shoe to enter. Do everything. The man can even spit inside a cup. Oh, and give it to a prof. A prof will drink it because he believes that's a solution. So I'm not saying, please, if you have professors in our midst, so that people may know that we are not lazy. We are not proving anything, but I know maybe you're getting my thoughts. That fleshly program, a man, you know, a man can attain his goal as flesh and be fulfilled. When he's 80, say, I'm already fulfilled. I've attained all my goals. I mean, I determined that before I'm 60, I'll be professor emeritus. I'm already it. That's my son over there. He's a doctor. He's a cardiologist. My second daughter is a gynecologist. My third son over there, you can see him, is in UK, doing well. He's a CMD, you know. Then there are children too. See, that one's already doing his PhD. He said, all my goals, the way I arrange them, they are fulfilled. This is the grace of God. Well, thank God. But I'm just saying that is fleshly program. And it will be fulfilled. He will feel satisfied. And we say, it is time for, if I now am fulfilled, it's time for me to go and rest. And we say, you should rest in peace. So this is what this woman can package. In such a way that a man will never think about God. Think about God. Yesterday when Pastor Thompson was ministering, the Lord just opened my eyes. When he was talking about the moon, the stars, and the sun. I began to see the moon. It's not, of course, the natural moon is there to give us natural light. But the moon there that the Bible was talking about is a spiritual moon. You know, it's a moon that sustains you in your natural trial or your carnal trial. You know, somebody will say, Ola Madara. Enile Koru Ola Madara. Ola Madara is not in breaking forth in pleasing God. Ola Madara is that me too, I will make it as others are making it. You know, so there is a moon that gives him hope. Then the stars are what he can use as reference points. Okay, you contest the election you didn't win, you can make reference point to Buhari. Ah, Buhari contested 4 times. And eventually he reigned for 8 years. So, you know, you have those stars, they give you reference. Then the sun is where you now break through. You know, someone say, I remember when I was nobody. You know, he's thinking that I sleep on that bridge and now I am somebody. But even though he sees somebody that people can, I mean, but he's still a flesh. So flesh is Satan's program. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, Pastor Thompson labored yesterday so much on flesh. So I don't know, maybe you got his thought. He said flesh is Satan's program. It's the program of fallen spirit for man. Then, when man has become flesh, man was not flesh in the beginning. The Bible says that man became a living soul. Hallelujah. Amen. God breathed into man and he became a living soul. So living soul is, that is mentioned on Monday. Living soul is someone, is a soul that can respond to God. It's a soul. Living soul is also in a degree, is a kind of spirit. Because it can respond to God. God is spirit. He can talk to God. He can walk with God. He knew when God came. I said, when God came in the cool of the day, even though they are falling, they are still carrying that living soul thing. Hallelujah. Living soul. But Bible said, man, Genesis chapter 6, man has become flesh. So flesh was not the original making of God. It was man's descendancy, man living estate, original estate God gave him to ascend. Man descended and became flesh. Praise God. That flesh is the program Satan wrote to keep man perpetually dusty, to keep man perpetually on ground. To keep man perpetually here without any radar of ascension. So flesh is a program. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, how many of you know that we were all born as flesh? How many of you, am I talking to us, please? There's nobody born again from the womb. Nobody. You know, somebody said, I was born again from the womb. Somebody said that. And you know, the thing ravaged a while, when we're young. I know maybe you are still aware, Pastor Pa. Somebody said that in our camp. Then we just broke into this kingdom light. And he said, you know, the guy was teaching things. And then said that he got born again from his mother's womb. The thing excited many of our brethren, some of our brothers. I'm still looking forward to meet some of this, my brother. And say, you remember that prophet that was teaching us things that time? I said, God born again from the womb. I said, wow, Rema. I said, where is he? I need to meet him. And let him know, sir, you need to be born again. No? Because nobody was born again from the womb. You are not even born first. You still have natural birth before you say you are born again. So how can you be born again when you are not even born first, naturally? So you see, but what I'm saying in essence is that we were all born as flesh. Hallelujah. Are you with me, please? Are you with me? We were born as flesh. So as that flesh, there are programs inside the flesh. The program of sin is inside the flesh. The program of death is inside the flesh. The program of hell and death is inside the flesh. I don't know if you are following me. So, flesh, everybody say flesh. That flesh is the constitution of our soul. And then, that flesh, to remain perpetually flesh, has a spirit servicing it. So as flesh, you can achieve things. As flesh, you know, let us assume that there is no program servicing flesh. Flesh might quickly look for God. There's nothing called attainment, achievement. Just wake up, sleep, eat, wake up, sleep, sleep. Something you will be looking for something. They already set goals. As you are growing naturally, you see attainment before you that the environment is weak to push you and train you to be conformed into such things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you with me, please?
Yes, sir.
So, this spirit has arranged things to make sure that in a lifetime of a man, he will never have opportunity to look for God. The best of God men could get is God that will make them fulfill their fleshly purpose. So you go to church to pray, you go to mosque to pray. Somebody says, so he said that whether we go to church or we go, he says for the same purpose. He said, you are praying to be something in church. Me too, I am praying in mosque to be something. He said, it's the same purpose. So there's no need to fight. You are praying to your God so you can make it in life. Me too, I am praying to my God so I can make it in life. He said, all of us are praying to make it in life. Why are we fighting over things? Now, when life begins to shed, we now know that we don't go to church to make it in life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
So, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, to move so from fleshly state, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for new birth. That new birth is just the key. It's just opportunity to change. to move from flesh to becoming spirit. God wants to change us. So Christ as a message. Christ as a message. Everybody say Christ as a message.
Christ as a message.
Now, when Christ is being taught to us, when Christ is being ministered to us, the ministration of Christ is to first of all teach us, empower us to fight against the dominion of flesh. The ministration of Christ, the teaching of Christ, is empowerment to make us fight against the dominion of flesh. I would say dominion of flesh. We all have a new birth, dominion of flesh. And all that God will be after is to begin to teach us as we are learning Christ. Learning Christ. To fight the dominion of flesh. So that as we are fighting the dominion of flesh, let me give us an instance. You see, I taught on Sunday in church, I was just teaching about priesthood as God is, that's the dealing of God is giving to us. I said that you cannot be a priest if you don't know how to kill. And I'm not talking about physical killing. You know, your lesson in priesthood is that you must know how to kill enemies from one level to another. So when we start learning Christ, the first thing Christ showing to us is equipping of killing the works of the flesh. We can't kill flesh first. I don't know if you are following me. Yeah. Something's difficult. Thank you so much. Let's see, for example, Colossians chapter 3. It says that, mortify the works of the flesh. Mortify. Let's see, please. Can you give it to me? Colossians chapter 3. Amen. Mortify, therefore, your members, which are upon the head. What are the members upon the head? Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now, they said, this is what you want? Mortify. There is to kill. Hallelujah. Amen. Modify is the word put to death. Put to death. I would say put to death. So we should put to death fornication. What is fornication? You know, all this thing, Galatians chapter 5 says that the works of the flesh, they are manifest. If we remember, do we remember? Not flesh, works of the flesh. That will say work. Flesh as works. It's like a generator. You know, this light, yeah, they are powered by a generator. Am I not right? Yeah. When the generator is off, this light will not be on. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But it's possible for the generator to be working or to be there while we remove the bulbs. Yes?
Yes,
it doesn't mean the generator is no longer there. But we can remove the bulb in such a way that we can disconnect cable from the generator. So the first thing we do when we learn Christ in our battle, in our warfare, because whenever we are warring against flesh, we are not just warring against flesh, we are warring against the program of the flesh. I don't know if people are getting me, please. There are spirits that wrote the program and gave it to man. Our forefathers used the program. And by using the program became their life. Then they passed it down to us without usage. We just got what they have used. That have become a default. So we have, by birth, we were by default flesh. Then, when we were born again, Christ will start teaching us, hallelujah, how to start fighting against that program. But we can't, first of all, undo generator. You know, you generator. We can't undo generator first because we don't have the light for heat or capacity for heat. They will, first of all, teach us how to be removing the bulbs. I don't know if you are following me. So, bulbs, those bulbs that we are removing is our, you know, we are dealing with the works of the flesh, not the flesh itself, first of all. So, warfare, you know, yesterday the Lord emphasized that, you know, don't wait till maybe you become everlasting before you start fighting. Start from where you are. Start fighting from where you are. Start worrying from where you are. Praise God. So, the warfare, works, you deal with works of the flesh, fornication, adultery, those things that you deal with, killing, mortifying, is also part of your warfare. You are responding, so to show that we are responding to God. We are responding to God by putting to death all those things, first of all. As we put to death these things, then, you know, more light will shine upon us. More light will be shining upon us. Now, the Spirit knows. The Spirit of this world knows they are already disengaging. Even though the disengagement is not yet entire, but you know that you are responding. Hallelujah. You know, fornication is perversion of what is right. I don't know if you are following me. Sexual intimacy should be between a man and his wife. But when it is outside that, that is perversion of what is right. Am I talking, please? So, all those things, they are actually perversion of what is right. So, when Christ is teaching us righteousness of God, it is in Christ. You know, he's teaching us what is right before God. So, your response to Christ is dealing with perversion of what is right. So, from there, if we can mortify works of the flesh, then they promote us in the spirit. You may be a sergeant when you enter the army. I want us to know that, you know, there are a ranking in the spirit. There are a ranking. Before somebody can be a general, I always say general. General is already handling blood. It's not just handling flesh. He has moved past the realm of flesh. You know, Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Everybody say flesh and blood. Are we blessed today, please? Amen. So, someone who is newly recruited into the army. Why am I saying this, sir? I just saw something that this army is a battalion. What is a battalion? I mean, it's plenty. According to different ranking, there are those who are the forefront of that army. Armies of God. They are the forefront. They are those who are still behind, but they are in it. And everybody is fighting different war. Those who are the forefront are fighting higher war. But you that are in the army, don't say I'm not in the army yet. I'm still watching how they are fighting. No. Right from new births, they teach you how to fight. Milk can even teach you how to mortify certain works of the flesh. Because good milk, we have seen people that use good milk in the body of Christ. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. Good milk is not even common today in the body. People say, well, don't mind. See, they are still milk level. They pray against household enemy. That's not milk. Praying against household enemy is not milk. Nobody should use that. Well, that's milk level. It's not milk at all. One safe always, I'm just using this. I don't have the boldness. I'm just talking because the strength small. Well, if you say, there's no need to repent. When I'm born again, I don't repent of any sin. I've been forgiven my sin, previous, present, and future. Somebody say, don't mind, they are just using milk. That's not milk. Milk teaches you how to repent from dead works. So I'm not saying that. So milk, we don't even have milk like that, plenty in the church. Because good milk will teach you how to fight against flesh. Works of the flesh. You will undo. When we became born again those days, and they gave us certain good milk. Not all the good milk, but certain good milk. Our life was different. When you are born again, after 1 month, you know that the friend you used to keep, you drop them. I can still remember very well, you know, I was a student of St. Joseph's College, and there are friends I used to keep. That we go to different places, inter-house sport, you know, at the super. I don't know if you had the super hotel still there. You know, all those places, we just go there. My friend, we drink. SS2, drink to stupor. Me, I don't have that strength. I tasted this more. My friend said, drink more. I drank a little more. Immediately, my eyes were doing like this. I dropped it. He drank so much. I was the one that took him home. He was vomiting. He was doing everything. Me, I got home at least safely. Because I know if I get home vomiting, I'm in trouble. I wasn't born again, but I should know I'm in trouble. Me, do that. Second day, they will tell me my story. So, I just tasted small. But when I became born again, after about 3 months, I was confronting the shame. All those men, they were mocking me. Hey, Baba Pastor. They were, when he hit me at the back of my head, when he slapped me, I said, why you did that? I said, Jesus said, when I slap you in the right hand, you put your left. He dealt with me that day. I cannot forget. We're walking home. He dealt with me. My eyes were bringing star. No, sorry. He was quoting scripture. He said, you have to. Jesus said it. If you say you are born again, I'm slapping you now. If you slap your own back, then you are not born again. I was suffering it. He didn't pay me, but I suffered it. You know, I was still preaching to him. So if I find by, you say you are a pastor. So I'm saying that milk taught me some things. Hallelujah. So you can't say you are not going to fight at all till another 5 years when you have all the light. No, that's not the way it should be. You should be fighting as you are having light. Because flesh will not go one day. It is constant engagement of light. Am I talking please to her? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can I continue please? So from there, you know, as the more we learn Christ, I can't, you know, there's so much around there. I can't go to, you know, faith, hope, charity. But I mean, the more we are learning, I must say learning Christ. The more we learn Christ, the more this thing will be showing. Now, that learning, as we are mortifying the works of the flesh, they will move us to a place where we begin to confront flesh itself. Please, you see, confrontation of flesh, sir, from my judgment that I've learned is that when we are confronting flesh itself, flesh is a silent program that generates works. Itself, sometimes you can overcome to a degree works of the flesh and be comfortable and feel you are okay. Actually, it's a good place, but it's not okay enough. It's not okay enough. So to unravel flesh very well. Hallelujah. Lord will help me. Okay, let me, maybe 15 minutes more. But I don't know if you are following me. Okay, sir, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
To deal with flesh. What did I just say, please? No, I want to hear you talk to me. When God wants to empower us in Christ to deal with flesh, to deal with flesh itself, you know, they will put us among the brethren. Yes. So, life of the brethren is what they use to deal with flesh. Flesh itself. Life of the brethren. So, that's where, you know, charity is a weapon to deal with flesh. You know, Christ teaches us faith, hope, charity. But charity is where, because when you are living the life of the brethren, I'm still going somewhere. I've not, hallelujah, the Lord will help me today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But please, I don't know if you are following me so far. From the beginning, hope my thoughts are not scattered. I'm not gonna see this woman sit upon this woman sit upon. You see what you see is the waters. Those waters are fleshly lives. Fleshly lives. That's where I move into this. Fleshly lives. And I'm saying that as a flesh, you can get every program she has aligned. As a flesh, you can be made the best in this world. When I say best in your field, best in that, get this, get that. It's part of our program to make sure that you don't get out of flesh. It's so clear. You know that a man can be something in the present world, and you see that even simple works of the flesh can overcome. I mean that professors sleep with their students. Am I talking, please? There's one that I read about that, no, I'm just, you know, these things, sometimes they amaze me. He impregnated his daughter's classmate and set her up in business, gave her this and that, gave her a chamber. You know, this is the news. Our daughter's classmate, our daughter's friend. And the wife is still alive. Impregnated her, set her up. When the lady blew up and, you know, gave her money for abortion, then everything scattered. Then it's in news. Then the man said, yes, one time we dated old man. Elite. So it means he lies in the world, can't undo work. I'm saying works of the flesh. Not flesh, it's a work. Professor sleep with student based on Mark. Can I will give you here if you can just allow me to sleep with you. So it means that they can't do, that thing can't do works of the flesh. Amen. But I'm saying, as God has equipped us, I'm talking about new birth now, somebody who is born again, that when you receive equipping and you handle works of the flesh, that is still not it all. Some people said today, I thank God, I'm rapturable. I don't fornicate, I don't steal, I don't. It's okay, thank God for that. That's still something, we appreciate it. But your flesh content is still there. Now, when you have flesh content, even though you don't fornicate, you don't do other things, your hope is still what the woman can give you. You can have, you know, you may not fornicate so that you can have best of ministry. Yes. That fornication kill anointing. Yes. There are things like that. That these are principal enemies of ministers. Fornication, women. So you keep yourself from women so that you can have successful ministry. That is not the essence. I'm not saying that is not good. But I can't sleep with women because that's against my nature. Maybe I'll sit with this now. It's against my nature as a spirit. It's unthinkable to see another woman and sleep with. At least, you know when it's unthinkable? Not that, hey, my ministry will not spoil. Hey, Jesus, invitation will spoil. Nobody will call me again. Hey, Oluwa, me then. Money will, I will suffer. Hey, suffering. Ties will stop. Hey, Jesus, I keep myself only. Oh, Father, help me to be holy. No, that's not it. You don't do that because of ministry. You do that because of nature. It's nature. It's against my nature. Paul said that as per fornication, adultery, all this. He said, let them not be named among you as becoming the saints. Not as becoming ministers. So when they are ready for us to move into warfare against flesh, are you still with me, sir? The technology, the wisdom of God, please, all these things we are saying, they are part of equipping to becoming an army. So the armies, firstly, you see, if we are still waiting till when we will fight Babylon, fight, it will happen. But first of all, their investment in our soul must be undone. They have huge investment. Hallelujah. In our soul. What Satan did to the Israelite mommy was that Satan intentionally, before God led Israelites out of Egypt, he already programmed Egypt into them. How many of you remember that any little thing, they always tell us about going back to Egypt. Any little thing, even in the face of miracles, God will provide for them now. When God is slow in giving them the next thing, they say, yeah, Egypt is better. When God was giving them manna, that your fathers never ate. Manna that come down from heaven. Angels' food. They ate to a point, they said, our soul loathed this thing. They said, our soul loathed this thing. They said, what is this? Our soul loathed. They said, we remember Egypt. Where we eat garlic, where we eat melon. What is even sweet in garlic? We eat melon, we eat garlic, onions, leeks. What is sweet in those things? Because I don't know. When I say garlic, let me remember. They are spices. Amen. Are we all okay with me, please? Every little challenge, their heart never stayed on God. It was not their fault. Satan already programmed Egypt into their soul. Even in the face of entering promised land, land flowing with milk and honey, they still said, you have brought us out of Egypt. We remember Egypt is good for us. Bible says God was highly provoked. But that is Satan's wisdom. He has programmed flesh in the soul. That a soul can come to church, it's not bothered. He wants to see how the soul is responding to God. For example, when God is delaying giving you a husband, if God is delayed in giving you a husband, maybe you are 25, 26, and no brother has come yet, something can tell you, is this doctrine? Is this thing you are listening to? If I'm in my former church where I know how many brothers were chasing me. So you can see, amen, 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 amen. I don't know if we are raising what I'm trying to say. Or maybe you are not getting job on time. or you are not getting job as you expect. Now, it is possible that focus will not be on that inward change. We may not think that, I know myself before, I used to be easily angry. But now, before I get angry, somebody must have pushed me very well. That change has taken place. At that instance of need, we don't see what God has done within. We measure goodness of God by what we see outside. It's still a program of the flesh. Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Sir, can we? Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Satula pardata panote. Ekasevarutupika taliana. Thank you, Kapa Catalianate. For Christ is the opening of the eyes. Let wilderness have a perfect walk. Let it fulfill its course. For its course is to deprogram the program of the enemy. Is to deprogram that which your enemy has installed into you. That which Egypt has installed into you. That will not allow you to function properly in the promised land. Oh, let Christ help you. Let Christ help you. Stay with Christ until your flesh is dealt with. Stay with Christ until the program of Egypt in you is wiped off, is erased. Let Christ corrupt that file. Let Christ corrupt the file of Egypt in you. Let it corrupt the file. Let Christ be your enlightenment. Let it be your enlightenment. Let it be your enlightenment. Let not the things of this world take your eyes away from the hope of your calling. From the hope of your calling. Christ has been raised to help you, for he is the way. He is the way. He is the way. He is the way. Stay. Let not that which Egypt has worked in you blind you from the hope of your calling. Christ has been raised for you to help you. Stay with him. Stay with him. Let nothing be able to shift your gaze. But not to shift your gaze. Let it not shift your gaze. Even your gaze. Let not husband, even marriage, who to marry. Let it not shift your gaze. Let it not shift your feet. Even in the path of life, Christ has been raised to strengthen you. Receive this help. Receive his help. Let wilderness have a perfect work in you, that this program will be corrupted in you. And the force of darkness and the forces of hell in you will be dealt with. Oh, let Christ help you to corrupt that fire. Let him help you to corrupt it, that his work will not be fully formed in you. I see the Spirit.
Amen. Are we blessed today? So, let's see that Revelation 17:3. I just want to, this tongue of Revelation 17:3 says that, and he carried me away in the Spirit into the wilderness. You can see that this spirit thrives in the wilderness. Wilderness is Christ that God has prepared for people to enter the land. So this spirit It's a program that makes sure even when you are learning Christ, it's be contending with you. It's a spirit of the wilderness. I don't know if you are following me. Are with me, please? So, and we must find grace to undo this spirit in the wilderness. Praise be to God. So, when flesh is to be dealt with, they will, like I said, having dealt with works of the flesh, to deal with flesh itself that generates works, the only wisdom God has ordained to deal with flesh in the New Testament is to give us the life of the brethren. In that life of the brethren, what many of us have been going through that we are finding difficult to do is because a program is deleting a program. Charity can undo flesh. Charity of the New Testament. I'm not talking about charity giving maybe charity home. No. Charity called love of the brethren. Hallelujah. Let me say charity is the love of the brethren. So when you are walking among your brethren, you will see your brethren in perfection. You will see your brethren display flesh. And flesh in you. We want to react to the flesh of your brethren. Yes. Flesh. We want to react to flesh. But that is where a new commodity of faith. You know, Christ is faith, hope, charity. When you have obeyed faith, obedience to faith, hallelujah, will give us hope. You see, hope is hope. Faith will be painting something called righteousness of God. They will be showing you attributes of God that you believe in. Then you are hoping to have it. That, I don't know if you are following me. That hope is hope of charity. It's the hope that I can be patient. You are not yet patient, but the hope will be patient. You can be patient. That I can be patient is the hope of that faith. Then when you start doing patience, is when you are doing the charity of that faith. I don't know if you are following me. So is your brother, three sisters are staying together. And then sister A eats, doesn't wash plate. Sister B eats, doesn't wash pot. Sister C eats. Then she washes plate, she washes pot. Today she will do it. Then sister A and B didn't say thank you. Then flesh will talk back. You know they didn't say thank you yesterday. Then okay, I will do it today again. Then today again, you eat, you wash the plate. I don't know, I'm just trying to bring it closer to us. You wash the plate again today. Then when you wash the plate with a consciousness of what flesh is has told you. That they didn't say thank you. Because yes, I don't know if it's a thank you, but let me see today. So when they eat and they wash, you'll be waiting for thank you. So when you didn't get the thank you, tomorrow in the morning devotion, three of you won't be able to flow with them because something's in your heart. Then, you know, in trying to manage yourself, you won't flow very well with them, but you say, amen, can we? But maybe you are the one that interpret tongues. The two of them will not be, that's when tongue will be coming. Aliba, Alabe, Alifa, Alafi, Alafa. Then, you know, you, instead of interpreting freely, as you know, they say, the Spirit says, we should, the Lord is trying to say, we should all be thankful. Amen. Don't maybe you ask what I'm trying to say. Now, listen. Amen. That instance where they are not saying thank you is your equipping to fight. You are fighting something that says, I don't need to have thank you from them. I'm just doing my person. This is my life. They don't need to thank me for my life. Let me give you an instance. There was a time I didn't have much. Sorry, I just want to use that. God, that's the training God used to help me that time. I didn't have so much, but, you know, I was giving to brethren. I didn't have so much. I gave. So, the law I had before is that when I give like that, I will have more. Good mayor, pressed down, shaking together, running all over. But I gave until they didn't have what to eat again. Me too. I didn't have what to eat. I was angry. God, I have given. I have given everything. We have shared everything. Now, they don't have, I don't have. But your Lord say, then the Lord began to tell me, he said that, well, this thing you are doing, you are expecting to say thank you to you. He said, but I'm teaching you my nature. That when you do them, you don't need to wait for thank you. It's just your nature. I'm teaching you my nature. I know, okay, thank you, you are teaching my nature. I appreciate you. But now we don't have, he said, yes, that's what it means to bear with your brethren. You are bearing with your brethren. I don't need to give you abundant supply to compensate you. It's taught to show that you are bearing. They don't have, you have. Now you are sharing with them, you are suffering together. It's part of bearing. I said, you know, that day I saw something new. So I'm just saying that. So God will be using, in dealing with flesh, you see, they won't use outside that. They will use outside that later. But the one they will use are the people around you who are your brethren. They will be using them to train you nature. Nature. You see, don't wait for thank you when you are doing what is right. It should be your nature. And I now say, oh, that brethren, you now say, why are you waiting for thank you? It's your nature now. You don't need to thank you. You don't know. You know, sometimes we can use understanding wrongly. Sister Kemi, hope you are not waiting for thank you. You know it's your nature. Keep doing it. Your own time will come. When you use knowledge like that, your own time will come. Is somebody blessed? So, that charity. So, when you see what they were saying about charity, yay, I still have little things to say more. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm taking our time today. It's not intentional at all, please. I'm under, no, but I just, amen. So, you see, when they say charity is patient. Charity, let's please just, no, I just, charity is patient. Charity suffers long. Charity, you know the thing they will say, charity is doing, is tool, material of dealing with the flesh. That's what they are dealing with, flesh. So, like charity envieth not. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself. Especially among the brethren. We don't vaunt ourselves. Now, please, vaunting ourselves not only when we have material things. Vaunting ourselves can also be giftings and graces. So, different things, God, you see, all those things they are dealing with is not popped up. You know, many other things. He beareth all, charity beareth all things, he endureth. You know, those things they are trying to say is to deal with flesh, not the works of the flesh again. You have been empowered to mortify works of the flesh. The next empowerment of charity is to mortify flesh itself, to deal with flesh. So you are a warrior when you are dealing with flesh like that. Now, please, you know where I read it said with the lamp. They will all day we war with the lamp. So that is telling us one key point that we cannot have victory if we are not lambic. So all the things that are you with me, please? I don't know if you are still with me, please. You know, you see that lambic thing, it's not one day. Lambic is that you become more conformed to lamb. So, listen, please. If five brethren are staying together, that weakest person seemingly among us that we can take easily for a ride, okay? That we can take for a ride, and we know, is it Brother James? Don't worry about Brother James. Don't worry. Brother James is not that strong. You understand? You know, you can, even in argument, you win him easily. I'm not saying it's a natural attribute. He has been dealt with. He has been broken. He may be someone that argued before, but over time dealing and responding to handling flesh has made him very broken. So that he doesn't have strength to argue. When he says it's like this, it's okay, I agree. He's already broken. That you see, that weakness, that similarly weak, is the strongest. The strongest. Let me give you an instance. There are two people they were arguing. No, one person was lambasting another person in the bus. He was talking. The person was not saying anything. He wasn't saying anything. I will undo you. I will deal with you. He didn't say anything. He said, should be the person you're talking is not responding. He said something more. Later, talk about, you know, he just want to make him talk. I want to run you,
Otoshi, you know, he said things that at least that, you know, if you touch somebody's mother, you know, you can be touching me. If you don't touch my mother, it's okay. Because mother is an idol to flesh. Flesh. You can say anything, but if you mention my mother, maybe I'm wallet, you know, mother, talk many things. After a while, he went to meet the person. You know, he said, no, you know, because he got what I said for me. Because the person that's not talking is a strength. Then later, you know, say, see anything about shame? If anything happens to me, everybody here will know that you are the one that killed me. Because if I haven't said anything. Amen. I know we are laughing, but I don't know if you are getting the impulse of what I'm going to say. So, you see, that nature. So, Satan said all that Jesus was doing when he was going to the cross, that he was not saying anything. You remember? Jesus was not talking. He had a point to defend himself. He didn't say anything. It wasn't only Pilate, Herod, all that were moved. Even Satan himself was confused. That, let me handle this person. But Jesus was not responding. So you see, that lambic nature is the undoing of flesh nature within us. So you see, if we can use charity well, hallelujah. Charity can undo flesh. And sir, anyone who undoes flesh, sir, is a corner in the ranking. If you can undo flesh, because it means that from flesh, when you become charity being, you are becoming a spirit. So you cannot fight higher warfare if you are not a spirit. Maybe you are getting me, I'm wrapping up. So can we say, that's why I stood up, can we say spirit? You know, those spirits, they that wrote the program called flesh, they are higher than flesh themselves. Maybe you are following me. So you need to become spirit to now come into combat with them. So when I am out of flesh, I'm no longer flesh. There's still one very powerful stronghold called blood. So this spirit, they fight blood. Sir, what the Lord began to make me see as a spirit, as someone who is a Christ is a spirit. I know you are following me. We still have another tendency that they can ride upon. So here, that's where you see the armies. Ever say living God? Praise God. Say amen. Amen. Now let's see a place. So when you know we say armies of the living God, the living God. Ever say living God? The living God is the everlasting Father. The living God is the everlasting Father. When is the everlasting Father? Jesus Christ. Is it God, our God, the God and the Father of our living God, has given Jesus portions in him. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Abi, government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. Is it the word? The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. So, Jesus won't enlist us fully into the army of the living. We are in our battalion down. Some of us are army of Christ. You are following me. But you see, in that order, they call us army of the living God. But you can be army of Christ. There are those who have already overcome flesh, who are spirits, who are already taking higher battles. So, to come into the armies of the living God, I don't know, maybe you are still following me, then they will receive you as spirit. Or what they call spiritual. Then when they receive you as spirit, amen. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, let's see verse 16. Because of time, 17, forgive me, 17. Look at what 17 says. Say, wherefore come out from among them. This among is flesh. It's the fleshly world. It's the fleshly world. Carnal world. Come out from among them and be separate. What does this thing? It's not agbara physically. I come out from among them. No, it's a response to the doctrine of Christ. Christ has washed you. Christ has changed you from flesh. Christ has converted to spirit. I don't know if you are following me. Now say, touch not, fear the Lord. Because it takes the Lord. So I realize that, sir, many don't know the Lord. In fact, the Lord has been teaching me that we should be teaching knowledge of the Lord in our assemblies. Because some people can come to be hearing doctrine of Christ and not know the Lord of that doctrine. So that we hear patient, but we don't do it. And even when scenario comes that you are not patient, you don't feel remorseful about it. You know, if you have opportunity to be patient, you are not patient, you should cry. Lord, forgive me. Wow. Or instructions that can generate patience. The Lord can tell you, next time this person is talking to you, always be quiet. That quietness may be, you may be burning. He's talking, you are not talking. But it's not that you don't want to talk. But the instruction has come that always keep quiet. That if you do that consistently for a while, that will become your nature. You may burn today, tomorrow the burning level will drop. Next week the burning level will have dropped more. So the Lord said, don't touch unclean thing. Then he said, touch not the unclean thing. Don't go back to use fleshly weapons. Touch not the unclean thing. You see, these things, they are what we talk about externally. Maybe word. The word is first of all a program. You see, word. What we say? Word system is a carnal program in the soul. What makes you world is the judgment you have about the world. So he said, I will receive you. When I now receive you, look at the next verse. I will be a father unto you. That's when you are received into full-blown armies of the living God. That's where he begins that training of the, you see the word, living God. The living God, you see, I shall be my source and father, see the Lord Almighty. The Lord Almighty is the living God. That is where he begins to train you as a father. And there, that training is a training of equipping you to fight warfare of the living God. And when I say warfare of the living God, sir, recently I've been saying that there are some things we know is wrong. But there are some things that the living God will be teaching us as a wolf, things we should war against that we think is a normal thing of man. Let me give you an instance. Fear. Fear is not works of the flesh. Fear. I don't know if you are getting what I'm going to say. Who does not have fear? It's in the blood. Thank you, sir. Fear is in the blood. Even fear of tomorrow. And then, only fear. I may not make it. This thing that is teaching, this victory over the mountains and becoming corruptible. I don't think I can be incorruptible. You see, that fear, I don't know, maybe I can make it. It may look good, but it's not the fear of God that makes you perfect holiness. It's a fear that makes you resort back to yourself. Fear. What about worry? Who has overcome worry? Worry. You worry not. What about anxiety? They have to say, be anxious for nothing. Now, these are next, you don't know. These are next affronts that we don't take attention to. We don't pay attention to them. And they are things that can make our attainment become stalled. A man can live in anxiety for 5 years. Okay, I love the Lord. I know. And thank God, you know, I think as spirit now. But let's say Abraham. The Lord came to him and said, Abraham, I am your shield. And you're seeing great reward. But what they say? God, saying that I go childless, what will you give me? God said, I am your shield. I said in great words, God, what will you give me? You can see that conversation. Abraham is a spiritual man that conquered kings. He just finished conquering kings. In fact, they gave him offer. He said, no, take everything I have sworn to God. But when you see that blood, that thing in him, so it can happen to us. So what? When he receives us as father, what he'll be dealing with in us are things the prince of this world will be looking at in us. It's not anger now, but there are certain tendencies. I don't know if I'm talking to us. This episode, tendencies. You know, God gave me some of them that I've been praying about. Sir, part of those things is what you were talking about yesterday. I mean, that you can also wrongly assume. Assumption is not. It's not works of the flesh. Assumption is that you just assume something like that when it is not. Daddy can rebuke you. And of course, you should rebuke everybody, including myself. That's why I've been begging him that I took time and say, continue. You know, I just know after this message now, he will not say, you took time. Because he's the one that said I should continue. But I will not abuse it too. But you know, he can rebuke us. He should rebuke us. Because by judgment, he sees And it can rebuke, and then you can assume. Oh, did daddy rebuke him because I was over greeting Sister Elizabeth yesterday? Or let's say, be careful. Then you think, be careful, be careful. I know they be careful. Daddy saw me with Sister Elizabeth yesterday. And daddy didn't know that I was just seeing her off. For you see, it's not works of the flesh. You didn't know exactly what he was saying, be careful of. You assumed it. We can also assume what God has said to us. There are many things in that area, but you know, like I said, I have a list of them, but I can't because it will prepare me to. But I'm just going to say, so when the Father receives us, this is what he will be doing to us. He will be teaching us what is good. To know what is good. And to know what is evil. Amen. Amen. Let's say amen. Amen. Let's say to know what is good. So, in that what is good, hallelujah. Please, let's quickly do it. Let me close my Bible. Can we see, please? Isaiah chapter 7. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes. Isaiah chapter 7. Pastor Lydia, if the Lord tells you, my daughter, as you receive you as a father, and say, I want to work on you so that next 5 years, you will not know how to sing. You will not know how to sing. I'm not saying you won't sing again. You will not know how to sing. You know, the first question will be, Lord, how will that be? I know where I'm coming from. You see, what that response to God, again, is a sin. It may look holy. It's a sin. Because why? Once you know, I mean, if the Lord had told you that, not somebody say, well, you can be. The Lord himself say, tie up. Next 3 years, I want to raise you to beat corruption completely. That you don't know how to be corruptible. You can't be corrupted. You know, the Lord who says that can't do it. But we can respond back from our level and say, Lord, I see you have so much limitations. You know what you are talking about? No, you can say that truly from a humble spirit. And say, Lord, though I have all these limitations, I believe you will do it. But it's not from, Lord, this thing can't be done. You see, that is just said. It's a spiritual person that can say it. In view that he has certain judgments. So sometimes our spiritual judgment can be entrance to our attainment. Because we have certain understanding of some things, or maybe, you know, the way we have been taught. I mean, this is a long 20 years we are still doing it. But the Lord can tell you 5 years, I will do a work in you. I say, God, this thing can take 20 years time to redeem me from my generations to come. This is, I know my blood, I know my root. That conversation is a sin. Because, man, thank you so much, man. It's called unbelief. It's the same sin they committed when they wanted to enter the land. They are a giant. We are grasshoppers. And they see us as such. That's assumption. Wrong evaluation. I'm not saying we should be now, before I say, the Lord will do the work in the fact. I know by the grace of God, next year I'll be incorruptible. He has not said, I'm saying that conversations that come by life. I don't know if you are following me. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. What God will be using for us are measurements of judgment. So, Pastor, it's like God telling Abraham, be thou perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. And the Lord is saying, you can be as perfect as I am. You see, there was a time, I'm just saying this course, there's something God showed me that I just said. He said, see, what I'll be dealing with you now ends is that I want to form a person in you. Person. That you will unbundle your personality for my own personality. That what men will see in you is my person. You know, so, and you know, that's your person. Huh? I know my person. That knowing my person is not needed when he's bringing his person on the table. So you see, those things are warfare. How he'll be teaching us how to fight. Because you know, let me say, the Lord be telling you that what you call your person is not your person. You see, what it came to you by blood. I don't know I'm talking to you, please. You see, anytime you say, I know my, that's me. You are not yet real you. See, that version you have now is still not the real you. What you call that's me is actually persons that have formation in you. Some of us are still, me is my father. Me is my mother. Me is my grandmother. Sometimes, when you get home, your mother can say, ah, Emiko Lojo, it's my mother you receive. You are just like my mother. Everything you do, they will now call you Iyabo. You understand? You are not me, but you are my mother. No, all those things is nature. Some of them, they have goodness. Of course, you still see sweep, but you don't glory in that. Amen. 15. Let's close, please. Thank you. I can't, but I don't know, sir. I don't know. Are we blessed today? So, as a father, everybody say, as a father, what he'll be doing is that he will be changing our texture from spirit to becoming incorruptible spirit. That's what he'll be doing. Spiritual to define. He'll be changing our texture. Father, we change texture. The living God, that army of the living God is an army of incorruptible men and women. Ever say incorruptible? I want to feel you. I'm landing already. Say incorruptible. Please say incorruptible. Shout say incorruptible. So to be incorruptible, hallelujah, is the setting of that army. That's incorruptible. So when we have been able by judgment, I believe God's servants will labor more because I wanted to, my intention was to teach us maybe, you know, the light and perfection. You know, train, but what I want to say is that, you know, so let's see this place so that I can use it to stop. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. So here, you see, that he may know to refuse the evil. It's not that he may refuse evil. Because we don't know what evil is yet. We don't know what evil is yet. So even as a spiritual person, the evil you dealt with when you were being converted from carnal to spiritual, now as spiritual to define, there are things that are evil that we don't know. He'll be the one to be teaching. That's why I mentioned fear. You know that fear is evil. In fact, you know, when you see scriptures, the people that God said fear not to are the chosen Jacob. You know, in the Old Testament. Fear not, you warm Jacob. Fear not. They said there are 365 fear not in Bible. Fear not, because fear is inevitable. But fear is to show that we are still human. I'm not talking about fear of God, though. Fear of different things. You can have fear over your children. Can have fear over. Fear can fear over the flock. Fear over the sheep. And when we start having fear, like if I have fear over the sheep, let me have fear over the brethren. Not fear of God. Fear. Hey, I don't know what will happen to the sheep. I won't be able to bring certain minister because I feel the administration may scatter the flock. I'm not talking about I should have judgment to know what to bring. But the thing Reverend Busi is teaching, they are too high for my own flock. It's fear. It's fear. It's fear. The thing that the ego is teaching. It is cry everlasting life, eternal life. I know my people. When they hear this, they will just scatter. Everybody will not come again. It's fear. Hallelujah. So all those things I mentioned are where Satan will position himself. See, you can overcome flesh. Satan, you are a Christ. What was Jesus? Satan painting for Jesus. That Jesus will be saying, Father, if you understand, there must be some painting. I don't know if you are following me. Even Jesus Christ that has moved very far in light. How will Jesus be praying, Father, if this thing, let your cup pass over me. There are some things that the enemy will be painting to Jesus. That you think you can trust God to that point? Do you know the consequence of becoming sin? You will be made sin. How do you know that you will come out from that? You know what daddy was teaching, that third part, lowest part of the earth. How do you think you can come out? Has anybody come out like that before? Has anybody come out? How do you know that if you share this glory that you have now, you will come back again? There are different conversations that will be coming. It will come in ministry. How do you know that if you stay with Reverend all your life, you will fulfill what Jesus has told you? That one is common to ministers. Is it possible that in this army of the living God, I don't think about starting a church that I will serve in eternal life embassy. See, it's not because you are pastoring fearlessly. You are ready. God has helped you. You are not telling us to stay in eternal life embassy. I don't know pastor we think like that here. But I'm just saying that, see, if possible, you don't know prayers. I cannot be boasting. I pray prayers that if possible, say, if the Lord doesn't mind, I can leave fearlessly, maybe go to Lagos and be there. Just be in Lagos and be serving. Let the work, but the Lord said, no, I put you here for a purpose. So don't think we can't shed anything. We can't share that because fearless is not my life. When I came to Ondo now, it's in my heart. When I drive, I'm not like remembering good old days. They say Ondo is peaceful. Ondo is quiet, man. Ondo is lovely. And the Lord is telling me, if you come to this Ondo, don't think maybe that it's in lorry will not follow you here. He said the heat is not external. The heat is internal. So and I remember that day. And I didn't know when he go to the Ondo is hot for daddy, maybe. But Ondo is cold for daddy. Now that is, you see, that is fresh. Grandma is looking away. But I'm just saying that, I don't know if you are following me. This thing, sometimes we wish, maybe we should go somewhere. Sir? Just go and eat out. And we wish that. Don't say maybe we just like to come and stand up. There are sometimes I don't even like preaching that day. I just feel like I should. But you know, that's when the body will come, the spirit will rest. So I'm just saying, it's not about that. I'm just talking about, you see, is it possible that you don't see any future outside staying under? Because that is part of the criteria of becoming army of the living God. In the army of the living God, there will be temptation to break rank. In fact, not what light Satan will give you, what Jesus has given you as attainment. Satan can use it and say, why are you? You are already built. You'll be able to pass off 5,000 church. What are you doing on though? Go to Port Harcourt or go to Ogun State. Maybe there are many churches, that places that this message is not heard. Why are they keeping people here? This message must spread. Let me give you an example. Yes. You are saying, Shebi Oyako spread. Listen, sir. I need to close. But listen to me, sir. I need to close. I want to say something. You know, Jesus said something. He said, he was talking to his disciple as a father. He said, anyone who loves me will keep my commandment. And anyone who keep my father will love him. And I too will love him. And I will manifest myself unto him. His disciple. That I've been with him for 3.5 years. What did he say? He said, Lord, we are already seeing you enough. Manifest yourself to the world. It's in the Bible. Judah said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will not manifest thyself unto us? You see, say you manifest. We have seen you enough. Not unto the world. You should. So I'm saying it's a principle the enemy can use. That we have had this thing, this message. Somebody can tell you, are you seeing that church? We are there. With all the word you have, you are so worded. Oh my, hello, that you guys, you not spread there. You guys should spread. You guys should be everywhere. Even you guys are not kind. Many souls are perishing. Not hearing this message. Sir, though, I don't know how we are receiving it. I'm not making us laughing. I know it's funny somehow, but I'm just saying that these are realities before us now. The reality before us also territorial preservation. Ilorin is my domain. Reverend must not come there and take, you know, there's a way you want to preserve territory. These are things that break rank, that the everlasting Father will teach you. He will teach you a point that lay down your life. If your voice will not be heard for a while, there is the voice of your Father that will be heard. Let it be so for the flock to advance in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Sir, sorry, sir. I'm not breaking. I just say something. My heart at this point is heavy over the younger generation. And I'm closing with that. Please, younger generation, don't You are already being made Christ. And you are already becoming dangerous. Many of us have been harvested to that army of the living God order. See, it is, you are more dangerous when you enter that order and start breaking rank. You will affect many people. I want to talk to those who are influential among us. Those who have influences. Those who are princes in our community. The eyes of spirit are more on you now. To see you are influence over 100, influence over 200, influence over 300, influence over 30, influence over 40. You are a prince somewhere and eyes are upon you. To see how to move you out of course and move people out of course. This is the sin Satan committed. I'm just saying that this is a warfare before us now. So we will not be able to follow the Lamb. He said those who are with him are the called, the chosen, and the faithful. Chosen are elect. Those are spirits. But you need to thrive more from becoming spiritual to becoming incorruptible. You are not faithful until you become incorruptible. This is a warfare against front of corruption. You see, Babylon, the spirit, the beast under her, the kings of the head, hallelujah, the dragon himself. You see, when the formation is complete, Revelation 19, when the formation became complete, you can see Jesus led that army. Are you with me, please? And what did he do? The beast and the false prophet, who are perpetuators of corruption and death upon mankind, were taken. You remember? But with Jesus, I don't know if you are following me. With Jesus, you see, those people who are riding, let's close with that. Let's close. Thank you so much. But I'm talking to leaders. Please, leaders, we may not know that our name may be listed in the spirit. And I perceive, sir. You see, sometimes God opens my eyes like that. I perceive that spirit will come from here to be talking as God. Just to talk to you. Talk you out of your rank. Talk you out of your position. Talk you out of your placement. Try to move you ahead of your time. In fact, spirit can remind you of prophecy they gave you 5 years ago and tell you that this is the time, but it may not be the timing. Revelation, please. And the, no. Give me, please. I'm done. Hallelujah. I think Jesus will have blessed us today. I don't mean we are blessed at all. And I saw the beast. No. Please go up. I'm done. Maybe 15. And with him, those who... No. Maybe down, please. Those who are with him. Those who are with him. Don't worry about our Lord. I just want to see those who are with him so that we can go home. Thank you so much. I don't need to open my Bible to... Maybe verse 12. Those who are with him are arrayed in white linen. You know, white and clean. They too, they are riding upon white horses. You know, maybe 13. Thank you so much. Sorry. And the armies... you can see. These armies, they are the armies of the living God. I don't know if you are saying it. These are armies of the living God. Amen. The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. You mean that these armies too have their white horses? I don't know if you are saying it. These white horses is the incorruptible life they have got. So, you know, that told us that they will ride upon horses. Your horse is horse of righteousness. You must. So, they train you to mount horse. They train us to mount horse. 2014, I saw a horse before me, very tall horse, white. I went to pray, and the Lord said, you can't climb this horse. You need to be trained to climb it. That horse is white horse. That is movement of righteousness. The work of righteousness. So we will be trained in righteousness until you can mount upon this horse. Then they will give us the array. You see the clothing. It's the nature you have worn. Compatible with that horse. Hallelujah. Clothing, white, and finally, white and clean. That's incorruptible life. Now, it is our responsibility in these armies to put before us attainment to the incorruptible life. We must. It is a must in this army. Because that's what the Father will be training us with. Anything that can be corrupted, is evil. If you don't say like that, any goal you have before you know that is not attached to incorruptible life is evil sighting. And I'm praying, may the Lord deck us with judgment. Can we pray for judgment? I should stop here. I just want us to pray. Can we pray for judgment? That the Lord will deck us with so much judgment in this season. Please pray a little, maybe 2 minutes. Judgment. Give me judgment, oh God. give me judgment.